You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Normally starts beginning of December. Yes, it's started in earnest, and we are seeing a lot of kittens coming into our centres.
And so you said you're seeing a lot of kittens. Is there an oversupply currently? Are you seeing this year?
Absolutely, there is. There's always an oversupply of kittens, Jess, and some of our centres, certainly further up north, are at capacity with kittens at the moment.
And what causes this oversupply of companion animals such as kittens?
It's owners not having their own animals de-sexed, and so they breed quite prolifically over the spring period, resulting in a large number of unwanted litters in the summer.
And are you seeing that owners are hesitant to get their pets de-sexed? How many kittens you see that aren't de-sexed?
Well, that's it. A lot of owners don't understand the benefit of having their animal de-sexed. So the SPCA's centres around the country see a large number of animals coming in. So the kittens and cats make up 77% of incoming animals for SPCA annually, so it's a large number.
And what are some of those benefits, as well as not having an oversupply? Are there other benefits to de-sexing pets?
Absolutely there are. So the first and most important thing is its health benefits for the animal. It does make the animal a lot healthier, and data has shown that animals do live a longer life if they are de-sexed. The second benefit is it helps prevent the spread of diseases. So animals, cats and dogs, like humans, do have diseases spread by sexual contact. So it does prevent the prevention of diseases spreading through in the animal. And it also stops things like fighting of animals as well. So dogs and cats are known to fight when they are de-sexed, but certainly when they're de-sexed, it does prevent fighting within the animals as well. So there are a lot of benefits of having an animal de-sexed.
And is there a misconception that cats should have a litter before de-sexing, and why is this if there is?
Absolutely there is a misconception, and sometimes it could be a cultural thing with owners, or it could be just lack of education, but definitely there is a misconception, and SPCA wants to dispel that misconception, because we don't believe that it is the right thing for an animal to have a litter before they are de-sexed.
And what can people do to resolve this issue of seeing an oversupply of companion animals?
Well, they can certainly get their animal de-sexed, and so they can talk to their local veterinary clinic and see how that their local vet can help them, or they can contact their nearest SPCA centre and see if SPCA can help them in any way. They can also look on the SPCA's website. We often run de-sexing campaigns, and we are currently running a number of de-sexing campaigns around the country at the moment. So urging pet owners to look on the website, see if there's a de-sexing campaign near them that they can be part of and have their animal de-sexed.
And are there things that people should consider before becoming a pet owner?
Absolutely. So becoming a pet owner is a very costly thing, and people need to consider the costs of owning a pet. So not only is it the cost of the de-sexing of an animal, but it's the cost of ongoing medical care, their vet costs, their annual vaccination costs, certainly vet costs if an animal is injured or becomes seriously ill. But it's also costs of feeding and feeing and worming the animals every year, as well as just keeping them comfortable, providing them with toys, providing with proper bedding, and if it's a dog, proper shelter outdoors if the dog is going to be outdoors. So people do need to realise that owning a pet is a very costly thing.
And are some pets perhaps more suitable for some situations than others?
Absolutely. So if you're a busy family that want a pet, what we suggest you do is you pop into your local SPCA and have a chat with the team and talk to them about your living situation and what you would be looking for. And the team would be more than happy to suggest a pet for you that would suit your living circumstances.
You mentioned some barriers to de-sexing, such as costs. What options are out there for pet owners?
So yes, the cost of de-sexing can be very prohibitive for some families, and SPCA is aware of that. So SPCA has introduced what we call our Snip and Chip campaign. So our Snip and Chip campaign is a low-cost de-sexing option for pet owners who want to get their animal de-sexed. So SPCA has got these campaigns running throughout the country. So we urge people to have a look at our website and see where these campaigns are running to see if it's suitable for them to get their animal de-sexed through.
And is there anything else we can do to resolve the issue with the oversupply of pets, particularly kittens?
Well, certainly we don't want people to do backyard breeding, and we don't want people to have let their cats, and certainly cats, have kittens themselves. We do urge people to be sensible. If they're offered a free animal, make sure that the animal is de-sexed before they bring it into the family. Certainly backyard breeding is a very big problem in the country at the moment. And we're just urging people not to breed unnecessarily. It's putting a lot of strain on the SPCA resources.
And if people do want to become a pet owner, can they come to the SPCA instead of sourcing from breeders?
Absolutely. So we are urging, if people want to become a pet owner, we are asking them to adopt an animal through an SPCA rather than shop around at a pet store or go online and purchase an animal online. There are hundreds of animals in the centres at the moment, SPCA, looking for a new family. So we urge people, if you would like a new pet in your life, come and chat with the team at SPCA and see how we can help you. Please don't go online from somebody that you don't know or purchase an animal that you don't know their background or their history. Animals that are rehomed from the SPCA are de-sexed when they are rehomed. They are vaccinated, they are wormed and fleed. So you know what you're getting when you adopt an animal from SPCA.
And is there, just lastly, anything else our listeners should be aware of regarding this topic?
We urge anyone who's not sure about how they can have the animal de-sexed or if it's the right thing for the animal, to give their team at SPCA a ring or jump online on our website. There's lots of information on our website about de-sexing and about the health of your animal and what the benefits are of de-sexing. So we really urge people to educate themselves with the information that we've got on our website or come and have a chat with the team to see the benefits of it, just to stop this huge volume of unwanted animals coming into SPCA care every year.
You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.